and a green one, and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the...
Oh, it means we're playing What's in the Box. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We are joined by Elliot Serrano, who is our chief geek officer. He is an author of the Grumpy Cat series books. Is that accurate?
Grumpy Cat.
Ash.
And Ash, Ash runs for president. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Army of Darkness. And coming in October, Homies the Comic.
Homies the Comics.
Homies. That's going to be interesting to see how that goes over.
And what qualifies you as the chief geek officer?
Yeah,
what,
who are the homies, by the way?
Oh, the homies were that. They were in the 90s. If you went to the Spanish produce stores, you could buy the little figures out of the machines. There were figures, stickers, all that. They were actually they were protested against by the LAPD in the 90s because they said it glorified gang culture.
Oh.
So I'm co-writing the series with the creator, David Gonzalez, who's reviving the characters for comics. And we'll see. It's the interesting thing for me is that David Gonzalez is he's a Mexican from East L.A. I'm a Puerto Rican from the South Side, and I'm still learning all the lingo that the Hispanics use on the West Coast.
You're covering a lot of ground.
Yeah, it is.
You bring perspective. So that's Elliot's ventures in writing, and also he writes for Red Eye as well.
Our freelance for Red Eye, Playboy.com.
And you write your own pieces on geektome.net.
Geektome.net. And on my Facebook page where I complain about religion and politics. And oh my God,
you were so patient. You bit your tongue a lot.
My head was ready to explode. I'm sorry. And you know what? And
as we go forward, I need you to jump in once in a while.
I will, but okay. All I know is, and here's the thing. There were all these callers, and I saw how the thing was going. People wanted to call in and say stuff, and how a lot of these callers, I was thinking a lot of the same things they were thinking.
Yes.
And I could hear in their voices the same amount of frustration.
Yes.
That a lot of people have. Mm-hmm. People out in Radio Land, I was in this room with them, and I at one point was ready to go, "Are you kidding me?" But I kept it to myself.
Go ahead, Nikki. What was that, Nikki?
I said Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat. Nikki Allen is mixologist extraordinaire at Knife and Tyne. She comes up with many of the wonderful concoctions that they have on their menu, and in collaboration with everyone that works there as well. And we fell in love with Knife and Tyne when they first opened in 2014.
It's and almost our 2-year anniversary.
I know. We are
for
planning.
Both of us.
We're planning. I know. Well, my anniversary was May 21st.
Oh, I apologize.
It came and went. That's all right. Okay. No, but it was the anniversary of Craig becoming my full time producer. Was when we decided to have you and Charles Turk was on solo from his group, and also live band karaoke was on. You were not here for our very first, but
I listened to it live.
It was
so much
fun.
The restaurant.
It was a blast.
So someone sang Love Shack, I think.
Yes, they did, and Dr. Charles Turk sang Balls.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
I remember that too now, and that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was a blast. We're doing it again, Craig. We're going to do it this summer.
Okay.
We'll figure it out better this
okay.
time.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. We got to figure out how much of the songs to sing.
I'll know how to manage it better this time.
There we go.
Yes.
We're gonna nail it.
I have one training wheel off. You know when you ride a bike and you're like leaning to one, and if it's one training wheel off, but you just lean that way the whole time. I'm leaning.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But at least I don't have both training wheels on.
No, we got it this
right,
time.
Got it.
We're gonna
right.
nail it.
Right, Roger. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. You just can't get both training wheels on the ground at the same time.
I'm still working on balance here, baby.
That's all right.
I'm working on balance on this show. It's going to be a while.
I see you're kind of wiggling a little.
It had nothing to do with your...
Wait, you're listing now to the right.
I'm listing.
Uh-oh.
No.
Wait a minute, though. It had nothing to do with your hosting skills. Live band karaoke is rough sometimes in public. And so the fact that we put it on the radio, and all of us are not exactly the most... like the singers we had on tonight.
Yes.
We don't all sing to that level.
No, we don't. Yeah. But the musicians in live band karaoke are outstanding, so we need to find a way to feature them and then kind of play around with us singing every once in a while. So that's what we'll do. Tom is on the line. Is he playing What's in the Box, Craig? Is he one of our contestants? Tom, we're looking for another contestant because I haven't really – you're definitely playing. How you doing, Tom? Tom?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
Really well. Thank you so much for calling when you heard the music. The rest of our...
Tom actually called in at 12, at 12:15, at 12:30. Tom really wants to play tonight.
Tom already gets to pick which prize he wants. Even
everyone's a winner.
Tom is already a winner.
Yeah, there you go.
Tom is on the line waiting for a challenger to What's in the Box. 312-981-7200. Elliot Serrano, Nikki Allen, Roger Badish will read reviews for you. And you have to determine if it's a, well, an appliance or a toy. Tom, I suspect you've heard us play before.
Yes.
Excellent. I feel like he's ready. I feel like we should try some out with him.
Training wheels.
As we wait for our next.
Well, I sent you new ones.
Yes,
I got some new ones.
Isn't that exciting? I know I have a few that might be. It's a lot of digging when you go down this rabbit hole of reviews, Roger. As you know.
Oh.
I mean. It's interesting how many people decide to be specific and add detail. Nikki, I highly recommend this as light reading. Have you ever checked out some of the reviews?
Oh, I have Amazon Prime, baby. I go on that thing every day. I get notifications for it.
There's
is an appliance or an appliance sent to the house.
Mm-hmm.
I have Amazon Prime too, but that's to find out when the new graphic novels are up.
See, we have a different trending search history, and my past orders. You don't want.
I'm so glad that when I'm online, that doesn't pop up as part of the targeted marketing.
We thought you'd be interested.
Yes,
since you looked at this,
yes.
We thought you'd be interested
exactly.
in this.
I'm so glad it's more like running shoes and CrossFit stuff.
By the way, speaking of graphic novels, Elliot, you saw my latest post on what I found
in
the storage. Thank you, sir.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Craig, you make the call. Do we go take a quick break? I know Tom's been waiting on a line for a long time, but we are going to play right when we get back. It's time for What's in the Box. There's so many boxes. There's all the boxes, Craig. We have all the boxes, and we have reviews for them. We have on the line with us Tom, who has been very patient. Thank you so much, Tom, for holding on the line. And we're going to make sure that you are up first. Does that sound good?
Thank you very much.
Of course. And then we also have Don. We have Don.
I have a question.
Yes, of course.
Can an appliance also be a toy?
I think if you're being creative, but for the – and I have no doubt – because I've wondered this about certain items in my house and thought, I wonder what that would be like.
For the purposes of the game, Tom, appliances are appliances
yes.
and appliances
mm-hmm.
are appliances.
Yes. So we'll be reading
that
review.
Made a lot of sense.
Yes. So if it's an appliance and we tell you it's an appliance, it's probably a mixer or a toaster or an electric toothbrush that maybe that could,
Intended purpose.
Yes, is the appliance.
But if it's a toy, could it be a pair of Hulk fists?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Elliot did not have a microphone earlier, and he's going for it. He's going all the way.
How many times have you played this game?
Don, have you heard us play this game, Don?
I have.
Excellent. So we have two contestants that are familiar with this game. And for those of you who are not, we are going to read reviews. And the object is for our contestants to tell us if it's an appliance or a toy. And Roger Badish is our number one researcher in this department. I've slid in the productivity aspect of this.
Well, you're busy.
Yeah, but so are you, sir. So I appreciate your time and effort.
Actually, I do them when I get in on Friday nights.
I know. Sometimes I try. I'm like, I got to get there early so I can read toys reviews. Roger, please read for Tom.
Okay, Tom, here we go. It's either an appliance or a toy. I'll just do the first one because it's hilarious.
Get it?
Sticks well to flat surfaces, so it doesn't go bouncing across the floor when I'm trying to wash it.
Wow. What do you think, Tom?
Appliance.
Yes, Roger, pull yourself together now, because I suspect that Roger, were you not done with the review? Was there more?
I was done with the review.
Is it an appliance?
I'm going to say it again, then I will tell you what it is.
Yeah, but he already gave it. Okay, yeah, I know. Go ahead, read the review
again. I just want to make sure that we're...
All clear.
That we're clear. Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Go ahead, read the review again.
Sticks well to flat surfaces, so it doesn't go bouncing across the floor when I'm trying to wash it.
Do they know they could turn it off when they're washing it?
Well, I don't know. Well, you know, sometimes it doesn't stay stuck, and it just kind of pops up and bounces.
Okay.
You ever use those, the little springy toy with sticks, and it pops up and goes flying? Never mind. Okay, it was a toy.
It was a toy.
Yes,
I suspect that we were going in that direction. Tom, I apologize. Out of the gate, Roger was, and I agree, no, that is a delicious toy. That's wrong. I mean, a delicious review. That was all bizarre. All right. Don, you see what direction we're going in. Nikki Allen will read for Don.
Excellent.
It does do what it's supposed to do, and I love that the cleanup is easy, but this thing is loud. If you buy it, you will see what I'm talking about.
What do you think, Don?
I think it's an appliance.
You are correct.
Oh, we have an appliance. We have one on the board. Don is leading 1-2-0, but Tom has been very patient, and he is ready for his review, I believe, from Elliot.
All right, Tom, this one's pretty straightforward. I like the fact that you can use this anywhere in the house, especially when watching TV.
Well, that sounds so much like a toy. I am going to say appliance.
Good choice. That is an appliance.
What appliance would you use while watching TV? Okay, I'm not gonna question.
Well, again, is it one of the appliances that you could also use as a toy?
It is not. It's an appliance. All right. Sorry, that's a ding for Don and for Tom. They've now are tied 1-1. I know. I found the bell. Roger Badish,
you found your little dinghy.
I found my dinghy.
Thank you. Okay. Here we go. Who am I doing this for? Don?
For Don, yes.
Don. Okay, here we go, Don. And I'm going to read you exactly as it's written. Okay. My husband was very, very, very picky, in parentheses. I know, laugh out loud. We tried two others. This one is great, looks good, and works great.
Wow. Listen to our team.
I mean, you're pointing me towards the toy door, so I'm headed there. Toy. Toy it is.
No, it's an appliance. Oh. I'm so sorry.
Did I have to go wah, wah, wah? No, it seems mean. Wah, wah, wah.
I'm sure it's on that machine you got down there.
I know, but yeah. You know how I get nervous using it. Yeah. This machine is just overwhelming. Nikki, will you please read for Tom? We are tied 1-1.
Of course. This one is actually probably pretty straightforward, too. I purchased this for my grandson. He said it works great and he can't put it down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Could you say that again?
I purchased this for my grandson. He said it works great, and he cannot put it down.
Boy, if it's not an appliance, there's something wrong.
Uh-oh.
There's something really,
correct.
Really,
oh, it's an appliance. You never know. Some families are helpful. You know, it's... By the way, Tom, just so you know, many of these items are in the health and beauty section of Amazon.com. So, you know, if you're...
Okay.
Okay. There are so many of these toy reviews that are people buy them for their moms, they buy them for the wives.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't there one that the daughter bought it for... It was a grandma. They bought one for grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Started me on.
Pretty cool family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Elliot, you are reading for Don. Don is right behind Tom with it's 2-1 right now.
All right, Don. Okay, this one intrigues me. The review is as follows. The controls are usable when it is in use, but due to the physics and the angles, it isn't the easiest to make sure you have the correct button.
I'll say that's an appliance.
It's a toy.
Oh, yeah, you'd be surprised. Because there's like sometimes you don't know if one's like the... Okay, anyway.
The physics is what got me.
Well, I mean, like, you know, the rotation is important. The velocity.
Velocity.
Yeah.
Sorry. Force.
Angle.
Yeah. The angle. Angles. That's, we're bringing geometry, physics. It's all important. Roger, will you please read for Tom?
All right.
He's ahead 2-1.
Okay, Tom. This one's a little long, but we'll get through it here.
That's what she said.
Is that the review?
No, that's not the review.
I think you're making him blush up there.
That has to be a toy. There's no way that's a toy.
Oh, man.
That has to be a toy.
Sorry.
I wonder if they got through it.
I'm going to... Nick's going to have fun with that one.
I'm just saying.
All right. Mm-hmm. Here's the review.
Okay.
I had one for years, and when it died, I had a hard time finding one that would work as good. I even switched to a manual for a while. This one is even better than my original.
What do you think, Tom?
I'm thinking somebody can't stand the radio. I'm going to say an appliance, though.
Yes, yay! It's an appliance. Congratulations.
Because you wouldn't say manual. You would just say, I went without. I'm not from experience.
Right,
I'm just saying,
right. No, no.
I'm just saying, yeah,
from what you've read.
Yeah.
You got to go manual. Every once in a while.
All I'm saying, do is go manual.
But you got to stay in practice. Otherwise, you get rusty. Yeah. Just saying, in a pinch.
Right. Just saying.
Keep running that same play till you get it right.
That's
right. That's like the Packers sweep, as they say. The Lombardi just said, just keep it running it until they stop it. Yeah.
Or my favorite, right up the middle.
There you go.
Oh,
this is all good. We've got it. We are on all cylinders. I don't even know what speed is left at this point. Nikki, will you please read for Don?
Of course. Don, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Nice and quiet. Powerful motor. It went so fast. I loved it. Better than doing it by hand.
Oh, dear. We have an...
That's an appliance.
It is an appliance.
It is an appliance. I have to go. I think that was a...
I think it was appliance. It was an appliance.
It's an appliance, yeah. I remember that review. It's for a beater. Could you, Elliot, could you please read for Tom?
Another beater here.
Yes.
All right, Tom, I love this one because it's really enthused. Okay, ready? Here you go. Wow, a mighty machine. Love it. I call it my big red monster.
Sorry.
Well, all right. Is there any doubt on this?
You never know.
I'm going to say appliance.
That is correct. Hey. Yes, it's an appliance. Good
so one. It's 4-2. Roger, please read for Don.
Okay, Don, here we go. I actually couldn't get the thing to work when I first took it out of the package. It took a bit. The button is quite temperamental.
Toy.
Hey! That's for Don. It is now 4-3. Oh, this is getting heated. Nikki, will you please read for Tom? He might win. This is for the win, possibly.
This is a short one.
That's what she said.
Yes.
It's got to be an appliance.
Hello.
Oh.
We would hope.
It doesn't have to be an appliance. It does not have to be.
I never get those, though. I don't understand the point of anyway, I'm sorry.
I mean, size. Does size. Okay. Great product. Size is perfect for my needs.
Look, I was told size doesn't matter.
Yeah, size doesn't matter, but this one says size is perfect for my needs.
For her needs. Or the needs.
Needs.
Needs, yes.
I thought you said needs.
That would be impressive, too.
I'm going to say toy.
So sorry.
Oh,
it's an appliance.
Oh, Don.
I should have kept with knees.
For the tie, Elliot's going to read for Don.
All right, Don. This is a long one. I was waiting for somebody. Come on, guys. I'm sitting y'all.
We already did that. We
she
already
never
did
says
that.
That. She never says that.
Yeah, she never says that. I know. So
yeah, that's what she said.
That's
there
what
you
she
go. Thank
said.
You.
There you go.
Oh, received this yesterday, and I tried it out. I love it. I know I need to play around with it to know exactly how everything works, but so far it does exactly what I want. We'll use it again tonight.
Sorry. Don, what do you think?
That's an appliance.
That is an appliance.
Hey!
Yes.
Oh,
we tied.
Tied up. Yes. So next correct answer wins. Everyone, whoever gets the next right answer, it's very exciting. Roger, will you please read for Tom?
I certainly can. I can't even think about trying to use it, but it will make a lovely doorstop for my new apartment.
All right.
Hey, simpler, creative. What do you think, Tom?
I gotta say toy.
Are correct.
Really? Whoa, Tom wins. All right, Tom, we have an Apple Electronics gift card and a Lou Malnati's gift card. And Don, whatever Tom doesn't take, the other is yours. And please hold on the line for Craig to get your information. Go to loumalnati's.com for everything that is Lou's and Apple Electronics for all the great electronics I have there. So that's great pizza and great electronics from all of our good friends. Thank you so much, Don. Have a great night.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye, Tom. Congratulations. So much fun. Yeah, you got him? Craig's like, stop pushing the buttons. I can't help myself. Do I have Craig, do I have a break? You know what? Let's do this. Just a quick message before we go to the news. Man, what a fun Friday night. Thank you so much for joining us pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm taking you all the way to 2 a.m. when Carms and Collins ride again. It's very exciting.
Sure do.
Roger, man, you took it hard with the Dominic's pizza last week. That was, they were giving you a hard time.
I said how much I liked it. Oh. They were not giving
That's because you were generous with bringing pizza for everybody.
Yeah, that was very nice of you.
I would keep doing it if I could afford it.
Right.
I would.
It's good to have a full belly when you're working. My husband would bring home Domino's pizza, and I'd be like, Dominic's, and I'd be like, oh, that's great. Thanks.
Wait, what's wrong with Dominic's pizza?
I know. I'm sorry. What?
What's wrong with Dominic's pizza? The take and bake?
You know what's great about it? It's gone.
Wow.
Aldi's pizza? Microphone is on, sir, if you want to. Join us again on the microphone.
Aldi pizza is awesome.
I've never tried Aldi. Well, they've changed their
choices. Mama Cozy.
Mama Cozy?
Mama Cozy.
Oh, the big one.
I'm talking about the big one.
There you go, yeah. Roger.
Mama Cozy.
You're going to try some of the Aldi's?
Yeah. Oh, it is awesome.
It's a giant take and bake, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. I think that Roger would, because Dominic was open late, and he could get it on the way into his late shift. That's Roger up in the, you met Roger.
We saw that.
Oh, yeah, we were just down there. Just up there talking.
Yeah.
Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hi.
That's Representative John Anthony, who took a tour with Rob Martier.
It's 1:30. I'm John now.
Are you really? I can't do that.
Hey, John, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Would you do a manicure or a pedicure if you had to pick?
Wow.
Answer the question, John.
Well, I already haven't had one in a while. But
you do manicures?
Manicures.
Yeah, they're nice. See?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've never had a pedicure.
Oh.
Well, I think that you guys should go do... By the way, so... Representative Anthony, I don't do the first name thing. It freaks me out. Although Representative is a Rep Anthony.
There you go.
Okay, that's middle ground.
That's even better.
All right then. They're usually massage chairs as well when you get a pedicure. Where I'm embarrassed to be in public with others when I'm in the massage chair.
Where's this? A lot of
the nail salons.
Oh really?
Yes.
So wait, is that an appliance or a toy?
It's both, baby. Yeah. It's functional and fun.
See, now you got to have someone bring them in
so we
can do it. Then.
There's the water with the bubbles and it's all warm and stuff. It's very nice. It's a very enjoyable experience.
I'm sorry, I have seen that. You're right.
You've seen it, but you have not.
You've seen it in the malls. You go to the mall.
Yeah, that's weird though, isn't it? When everyone can see with your feet. Yeah. We got to find a place where you feel comfortable. Maybe Representative Feigenholz has a place where she gets her manicures and pedicures, and we can all go together in her house. Do you get manicures and pedicures regularly?
I do.
We were trying to convince Rep Anthony that it's time to maybe get a pedicure. I was telling him about the massage chairs. The massage chairs.
Well,
are nice.
Get massages. Yeah.
It's healthy.
I haven't had
one
in a while.
It's good for you. Oh.
Yeah.
Can we do like a transcendental meditation session for all of our legislators? Like maybe that'll help get everyone like in the same
meditation
wavelength.
Would be good.
Elliot's right. Don't be quiet again now, Elliot.
No.
We're going to talk about, have you heard this?
I don't think he likes politicians. That's why he is.
He does. He actually is very interested in politics. He gets very passionate about it on his Facebook. He gets this is a year of crazy. On both sides. This is a year of everyone losing their ever-loving minds. It just really seems that way. And you and I were talking about this.
I stand with Trump. I'm an at-large delegate.
I know. And I was telling you on Tuesday when we were hanging out in Springfield that I think one of the reasons people are drawn to Bernie and Trump is their story, right?
I agree.
And there hasn't – I think that many of our presidents in the last – the ones that I even am at least familiar with have had a great story, whether it was Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan, John F. Kennedy. Barack Obama, absolutely.
No, I agree.
I think that, you know, there were elections where it was kind of like, I guess – you know, which was George Bush, because the alternative was Gore, who we had a big discussion about that. It just kind of like, it was sort of like the leftovers.
Al Gore, I invented the internet.
Yeah, but he was involved in that. So a lot of people kind of like take shots, but Al Gore did help invent the internet.
Right. And he also was the first guy to talk about global warming.
Craig, are you okay?
I'm totally fine. I just feel like maybe under what they're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, global warming.
We do some meditation.
Is that what that music is?
Yeah, so. Just so like, you know, you guys have whatever conversation you want. Just if anything gets too rough, you can focus on the music.
Can someone rub my feet right now?
No, not ever.
I made a request earlier.
Mm-hmm. What was your request? Oh, yes.
She requested other music before. We can use it. I don't have it up right now.
After the meditation.
Yeah, I have to pull it.
I feel like I'm in the movie Bad Boys. Woosah.
I'm not sure what to go back to. I don't know if it's going to be the pedicures or Al Gore and global warming, which I think because it was Al Gore made it seem political rather than a conversation about science happening.
And the reason Al Gore didn't get elected is because everyone thought he was boring.
Well, and he also distanced himself from the Clinton administration.
The Republicans did a really nice job of wanting him to distance himself from because of the whole Monica Lewinsky thing.
Did you see what happened to Ken Starr this week?
Yes.
Who's Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah, exactly. That's a big deal. But you bring me some female students who are alleging the sexual abuse and assault, and let's just keep quiet about that. I'm just saying. Representative,
my lips are sealed.
Rep Anthony's like, I don't want to talk about these things.
Move along.
Some meditation.
Carry on.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Well,
Here's the thing. That's what I think people have gotten so frustrated with is we get distracted by that, by the things that shouldn't be any of our business. I mean, yes, is it important that a president lies? Obviously, especially under investigation. But I was talking to someone at Howells and Hood. He actually is a VP with Chase. And he was telling me that when he was younger, he was very liberal and he's moved more to the right. He's more conservative. For me, there are issues that I won't bend on, and that's reproductive rights. And when Mitt Romney said, I'm going to defund we're going to defund it, that has come to pass in so many parts of this country, that makes me absolutely, it makes me apoplectic. And that's a hard word to say at 1:45 in the morning. It makes me just, I can't, what? I just, that, and to me, that seems to strictly be in the party of conservatism.
Did he say why?
Exactly. At the time, it wasn't even about, did he say it was because of abortions, or did he ever say it was because of, because whenever I hear it's that they lied about their screening for breast cancer, or that comes up all the time, that under oath they said they don't, they said under oath they don't screen for breast cancer because they screen and then they refer. They don't have mammograms. Anyway, so what were we saying? Move on.
Do they pay for Viagra? I just want to know if they pay for Viagra.
Hey, no.
Actually, they do.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, if you pay for Viagra.
Not that I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you should have a note from the wife or the women in a man's life that if they're going to have Viagra, the women in their life should know that you're going to have that as part of your now relationship, that they are going to have a 4-hour erection and you got to be present for that.
Right. I love those ads.
I'm out of this conversation.
What was in the box?
Thank you for the music. Cue the music.
Sorry. There you go.
So awesome.
This is very good.
Craig is trying so hard right now.
He's starting a yoga class. We just don't know
it
yet.
He's doing downward dog right now.
Yeah, guys, I'm just going to start teaching yoga in here for anyone that needs to.
Excellent.
Yeah. 435 North Michigan Avenue for the next half hour.
In through the nose, mm-hmm. out through the mouth.
Oh, very well done.
Well, that sounds terrible. I apologize to everyone who had to hear that. I don't like heavy breathing on the radio. What is the clock doing?
Typically, it tells
it's getting later. Oh, you want me to go to a break? So we have decided for our pretty late wake up call that we're calling who?
I think we should call Dan.
I think we call Senator Dan Katowski.
You could also call Cabello.
We could call both of them. I have time.
Cabello's my seatmate. I say let's wake him up.
All right, please. More after this on 720 WGN. I think we have enough time for both. Craig, this is so much fun in the studio. I'm trying to get numbers of other, either from the executive branch, meaning the governor of Illinois, Governor Rauner's number, and Rep Anthony just kind of went, but, and did not. We also asked for Speaker of the House, Michael Madigan's, and also there was silence in the room. So.
There's a cough button here.
So we are the call is being placed as we speak to the 815 area code.
Uh-oh. The McChesney phone Park area
of Love's Park. Representative John Cabello is on the ring right now. Now, if he answers, that'll be fun too. Either way, this
is
a win-win.
Are all these mics on?
All these mics are on. Do you want your mic off?
This is awesome.
No.
This is really awesome.
I like that you like it. We're going to do this every night until you guys get a budget. We're going to call all y'all. Just saying. Representative John Cabello's.
All y'all.
All y'all. We call all y'all. That's how we talk in Jefferson Park. What? Oh, here we go.
You've reached John Cabello. I am unable
really?
To answer the phone.
Did he send us the voicemail? Sound like that. I think he sent us the voicemail.
Have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
Aw. It's kind of nice. Oh, thanks. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Representative Cabello. This is Patty Vasquez.
And Craig Collins.
And John Anthony.
And Sarah Feigenhall.
And Elliot Serrano.
And Roger Pannon.
Oh, look, everyone is here and accounted for. I love that. Representative Cabello, we are starting a new segment called Budget Crisis Corner. And I know that you were unable to be on the show on Monday, but apparently Representative Feigenholtz and Representative Anthony...
Slacker.
We decided we'd be calling you. We're going to be calling every legislator that we have a number for. Some of you will just double back on. Representative Cabello, we hope that you can provide us with a number of maybe someone you want us to call next time. But there are a lot of people in the state, I would say all of them, who want a budget passed. And Rep. Anthony, what would you say as Representative Cabello's seatmate? Does he keep a clean desk? Is he tidy?
He throws all this stuff on my desk.
Does he throw it on your
desk? Of course he keeps a clean desk. Every time he gets some paperwork, it ends up on my desk, so... My desk is the junkie desk because of him.
Because of him?
Because of him.
I like that excuse. Yeah.
Seriously.
Lame. John, that's lame.
He throws every single document you know how we get passed out all of the documents.
Right.
Oh, that will be a good one.
What are you? Is she giving us numbers? I love this. This is the best night ever, Craig.
Hey.
By the way, do they make law enforcement reps sit next near each other? Is that why you and Cabello?
It's a law.
It's a law. Yeah.
It ought to be a law.
Well, then that means because Stewart is right down in front of us.
I'm saying they keep you all together.
They send Costello and Acevedo all the way on the other side. So
yeah, they keep you separated.
Stewart Costello is a former sheriff.
Now, as a Latino, does it bother you that Representative Cabello,
the actual first Republican Puerto Rican to mm-hmm. ever serve in the General Assembly? I am.
Do you ever call him a Juan Cabello?
We do. Juanito is what we call him.
His name is Cabello. Elliot, yeah. And he doesn't.
No, what does Cabello mean? I am also Puerto Rican. I understand what all
does
that means.
Does that mean hat or horse?
Caballo.
That's Caballo is horse. Cabello is, I believe, a family name.
Yeah, Cabello, or you can say cabeza, or Cabello can mean the scalp.
Oh, there you go.
He's a good guy, though.
He's
a great guy.
I can remember some man that he's like, we're still on the voicemail. We are on the voicemail until it tells us we don't have our own.
We can't talk about how much we like our representatives who are law enforcement police officers, because then... The firefighters get upset.
Do we have firefighters in the House of Representatives?
No one cares about the people that like the shiny.
Oh, Eddie Cruz is listening. You better watch out.
Yeah,
he will find
Eddie. Firefighter too.
Settle down.
Eddie. Yeah. Do you have firefighters in the House?
No, we have one in the Senate, Neil Anderson.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I have his number.
Do you have his number?
I do.
We're going to need all those numbers. How do we get?
I'll give it to you.
Craig, we are going to get all the numbers of as many legislators as we possibly can before Representatives Anthony and Feigenholtz leave.
Firemen should be up because, they sleep all day. So
what we really should do, is just take their cell phones for a good 10 minutes
download
and then
it.
Give them back. So just give me your cells for 10 minutes.
Representative Anthony, do you have Governor Rauner's number in your phone?
I heard he doesn't even have a phone. I heard he has no email.
That's Madigan. You're confusing them.
No, Rauner says he doesn't want to have an email because it makes too much
effort,
trouble. People can reach him. I mean, right. He says no. There's no way of reaching him other than, if you happen to have his phone, or if you happen to make an appointment with him, mm-hmm. which you can't. Although you can see what appointments he has available if he made his appointment book public, which he doesn't, so that you don't know who he's talking to.
See, it's just like trying to talk to Governor Rauner.
Real quick, since we're all here together, including John Cabello, we should play the song that Representative
Rauner... Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, she's been requesting a song tonight.
June 3rd.
I'm not familiar with this song. I'm sure I've heard it before, but why is it significant to you, Representative Feigenholtz?
Because the opening line it was June 3rd.
Oh. The 3rd of June, yeah. And that was yesterday when your show started.
Yeah, sorry, it's June 4th now. I apologize for having... Well, you know what? It's almost midnight in Los Angeles, so we're fine. So this works.
Happy New Year. What time is it in Hawaii?
Exactly. That's how this all works. So we've been talking about what happens next in the House of Reps. And you're both very optimistic. You both feel like we can get this done before the June 31st or June 30th. There's only 30 days. Mm-hmm. June 30th deadline for, right? Opening schools on time.
We're going to stay focused on getting a budget passed. It's going to be a bipartisan solution. Democrats and Republicans coming together, joining hands, passing this budget.
All right. I'm going to be there every Wednesday. I'm going to be bothering you.
I got squares.
You got squares?
Squares, whether it happens or not.
Oh, we're nearing the end of the...
I think that's the end.
No, it's almost. It'll tell us in a moment that we've reached the maximum. Is there anything you want to say to your seatmate before we lose time?
We're not all that bad. Some of us are really good.
Time permitted for recording your message.
Was that John Cabello's voice?
That was all of his voicemail.
That's all going on his voicemail.
Oh, we're dead.
Why are you dead?
We are dead. Well,
by the way, Senator Berkman never got back to me.
He's
called him
last
week.
He's going to text me tomorrow. Like,
who do you want? Do you want Katowski or do you want...
Let's get somebody fun.
We only have a couple minutes. And you have to get the number to Craig, not on the air, because that would be inappropriate for us to give anyone's number.
No, I totally agree.
Because we can do Senator Katowski. If you'd like, this is an on air like they're kids at a slumber party.
I think Dan Katowski would be upset if you didn't call him. Right,
there we go. All right, let's call Senator Katowski.
Franks
would have been a good one.
I have the number.
We're calling. We'll take the number from you.
Let's wake up the gentle farmer from McHenry County.
Look at her. She's so excited about people that could call.
Please, yes, let's do that one. Please. No, yes.
Craig, they're out here like kids at a slumber party of people they want to call and whose bra are they going to freeze and whose hand. We are calling Senator Dan Katowski's number right now. My show ends in 4 minutes. Carms and Collins is going to ride in just a few moments. I wonder if Senator Katowski would answer because he was up late last night. We had coffee. We had some coffee friends of ours from the Caffeine Crawl. And he's a little pumped. You put some caffeine in that guy.
Your call has been forwarded
There you go.
Senator Forby.
Senator what?
Forby.
Senator Forby's phone number.
We're on Senator Katowski's voicemail right now. Craig is about to All right, so we're leaving a message right
now. Please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Senator. I know you just left here less than 12 hours ago. This is Patty Vasquez.
Craig Collins again.
Elliot Serrano.
John Anthony.
Sarah Feigenholz.
Roger Battish.
We're all present and accounted for.
I'm curious how much caffeine you've had today. Sarah.
Yeah, I know, after that intense... Yeah. Right.
And then they offered his tickets, so if he wants to come crawl with us...
She has a number she wants you to call.
Okay.
Really quickly.
Real quick. Okay, we're going to hang up on Senator Katowski. Craig,
goodbye.
Can you grab this number? Can you see it from there? The number, right. Senator Katowski, have a lovely evening. They wanted to call and yell at you, but apparently we're doing this number. Do I know what number we're doing? Whose is it?
You'll see.
Okay. All right, then. This is crank calling with your legislators.
No, it's Senator Forby. Gary Forby.
Senator Gary Forby. And what district does he represent? Or what area? Like what part of the state?
Downstate? Mm-hmm. Is his Senate rep.
All right, then. Mm-hmm. So this is our third. This is a pretty late first where we've called three legislators.
Yeah.
In a row. I really want to have the governor's number. If Representative Anthony won't give it to me, we'll find someone who will. He's like he would never answer it, and he wouldn't know you gave it to me. You know who hung up on me? It was John Cass. I know.
Please leave a name, your phone number, and a message. Thank you.
Hi, Gary Forby.
Hold on.
The mailbox is full.
That's awesome. That was awesome.
Also a pretty late first.
Very unpredictable. Very unpredictable.
Wow. That was so wonderful.
Leave it to Gary Forby to have a full mailbox.
A full mailbox.
Senator
that
Forby,
takes doing.
You need to check on that.
Oh, man, that was
a few
fantastic.
Messages.
I better.
Now
I'm
getting close. We don't have time for Representative Sandak or anybody else right now. We are coming to the end of our show. And, Elliot, we didn't even get a chance to talk about the marketing for X-Men. Have you heard the controversy over the billboard where what character has a stranglehold on Jennifer Lawrence's character?
Apocalypse has a stranglehold on Mystique, and many people felt that was promoting domestic violence against women.
Right.
So, actually, a poor choice. There are so many things you could have done with that type of imagery to promote the movie. Why make the good guys look weaker than the bad guys?
Well, it's almost. I think a lot of people saw it as sexualizing domestic violence abuse toward women. Yeah. So that was, and it's such a big billboard, and there is something like that. It is. He's huge, so he's this dominating image.
It's in Los Angeles.
Yeah, oh, okay.
A bit more
Their billboards are ridiculous.
Yeah, well, it is LA.
It is LA. That's true. So before we end our show, Carms and Collins rides again in just a few moments. What do you want people to know before you take off? And thank you for being here, by the way. This was a wonderful evening.
You know, I always come here and think come stay in an hour, mm-hmm. and then it's 2 a.m. I wonder why that happens, Patty.
Well, and I appreciate that you know how to pace yourself. We had some, we had some good times. Representative Anthony.
Go Cubs.
Are you going to come back again and join us? Are you going to ignore my texts ever again?
No, I actually had a great time, and I'll be back anytime. Anytime I see that text that says, get here now.
Right.
I'll be here, and especially now that I know where to park.
Exactly. Yes, we will make sure you know where to park. Well, and it was.
Can we use this park for Wrigley? No.
he parks behind my house all the time.
Does he really?
Yeah,
I do.
Okay, we'll
absolutely
talk about
it. Absolutely, why not?
All right, then. Very good.
He's my buddy.
Come.